The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Welcome to this worship service, the first one after Easter. We're so glad that you're able to join us. Would you join me in the call to worship? As followers of Christ, we are called to bring a hopeful understanding of our world, declaring that God called the created universe good. We are called to bring this hope in God with us wherever we go, declaring that God makes all things new again. Jesus taught that we should love God and love one another. So let's join together in our love of God to worship and give thanks. And let us light the Christ candle, remembering that the light is with us and he stays. Let us pray. In the beginning, God created all things, and God saw that they were good. At our beginning, God created us, unique and irreplaceable, loved and wanted by God, known and treasured by God, even before he created us. In all our new beginnings, God creates something new. So we will seek God in the freshness of this morning, in the laughter of friends, in the colours of creation, and in this beautiful place. Lord God, King of creation, open our eyes to see your presence, our souls to sense your presence, and our hearts to love your presence. Ever here in your creation, and ever beyond it in eternity. Amen. Let us pray the prayer of confession together. Holy and eternal God, you created us in your image and gave us special responsibilities toward creation and our fellow human beings. You set us as caretakers for the earth and all its plants and animals. You anointed us as disciples and told us to make fellow disciples the world over. Dear God, as we look at our world where we consume resources at an unsustainable rate, we know that we have failed to be good stewards. In many ways, we have failed to live as disciples ourselves, to say nothing of making disciples of all nations. We beg your mercy for our sins and await with expectancy the renewal of our hearts and minds, that we may devote the rest of our days to living out your call to steward the earth and make disciples of all nations, reflecting your love for the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Friends, this morning I bring good news that God the Creator brings new life. God forgives and redeems you in Christ. So take hold of this forgiveness and live your life in the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.
Today's reading is from the book of Genesis, beginning at Genesis 1, verse 27, and reading through Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. So God created human beings, making them to be like himself. He created them male and female, blessed them, and said, "Have many children, so that your descendants will live all over the earth and take control of it. I am putting you in charge of the fish, the birds, and all the wild animals. I have provided all kinds of grains and fruits for you to eat. But for all the wild animals and for all the birds, I have provided grass and leafy plants for food." And it was done. God looked at everything he had made, and he was very pleased. Evening passed and morning came. That was the sixth day. And so the whole universe was completed. By the seventh day, God finished what he had been doing and stopped working. He blessed the seventh day and set it apart as a special day, because by that day he had completed his creation and stopped working. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Sometimes, as we read the stories of Scripture, we can find ourselves imagining the scenes that they depict. For me, one of the most beautiful and compelling examples of this comes to us in Genesis 3, right near the very beginning of the Bible. It describes Adam and Eve who are in the garden, and they hear the sound of God coming. We're told that God was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. It prompts this beautiful picture in our minds of a vibrant garden. We can imagine God walking gently along a path, his feet falling on lush green ground cover, with shade from the trees keeping the air cool, but some sun filtering through the branches just enough that you can see tiny little insects and bits of dust moving away just in front of God as he walks. It's a lovely image, especially when you realize that God was actually looking for Adam and Eve. He wanted to walk with them. God wanted to be with them in that beautiful place, enjoying it fully and enjoying it together. Well, our reading today is from a passage that comes just a little bit before that scene. It is the final portion of the first of two versions of our creation story that are told in the first two chapters of Genesis. It's the story of how God creates all things, the universe, our world, all that inhabits this world, and us, humankind. As we imagine that beautiful scene in the garden, we get a taste of what God's plan and intention was for his creation. God's design and desire was for his creation to be a place to be together, to be a place of community, of vibrant, loving relationships, intricately connected, and each giving life to the other. That community is made up of humankind along with the rest of God's good creation. And that community has God fully present at its center. God's intention is for all of that community to live and to find life in loving relationships with each other. Well, here in the church, we talk a lot about our relationship with God. And we talk quite a bit about our relationships with each other as well. But I'm not sure that we talk enough about our relationship with the rest of creation. But whether talked about or not, a key component of our theology is that God's vision for that loving community he was creating was always meant to include all of creation, not just God and humankind. And here in our creation stories from Genesis, we find the basis for that. I want to start by drawing out three things from the larger creation story and from our reading today, three things that really ground this belief. The first is the simple fact that God's creation does consist of more than just us. Our creation stories describe God creating the various components of the universe. Before our passage today, we hear of God creating light and dark, sky, sun, stars, planets, the earth with its land and its sea, vegetation, and living creatures of all kinds. And then we hear that God creates humankind, the final piece in an unimaginably extensive project that actually includes far more than just us. So really, that is the first thing we need to remember, that God's creation includes more than us. It includes all of the rest of what God created as well. The second thing for us to make note of today is that God designed for us and for all of his creation to live within a community of life-giving relationships. We've all been created to live in ways that nurture each of these relationships. Our relationship with God, our relationships with other people, and our relationship with the rest of creation. If we were actually able to live in this way, then God's creation community and the life that he envisions for it would actually be able to become all that God dreams for it to be. God would be at the center of that community. And we humans would live as we were created to, as people who bear God's image. And so because of that, we reflect something of God as we live as part of that creation community. So it's not just us. And God's creation is designed to be a community. Well, the third thing for us to hold on to from this reading is that God's creation is good. Repeatedly before this, up to the sixth day, we hear of God stopping and looking over what he had created and seeing that it was good. And then at the conclusion of it all, on the sixth day, in the verses we have read today, we hear that God saw all that he had made and saw that it was very good. By God's design, all of his creation is very good. And that matters so very much as we think about the plans God has and always has had for this good creation since the beginning. Now, it's possible that you might be stopping and thinking to yourself, look, Diane, not all creation is good. Look around you. Some of it is very far from good. And you're right. Were we to read just a little bit further on in Genesis, we would hear of how each of the relationships that were created to live within that beautiful, loving community, they've been marred. And as a result, they are now far less than what God dreamt and continues to dream for them to be. For our part, instead of living as created beings who are guided by God to love creation as he does, we humans have sought to control it. We've tried to make creation serve our purposes instead of God's. We may have been created to live within that loving creation community, but in reality, all of the relationships that make up that community are very much in need of God's redemption. All of them. Well, we spend a lot of time here talking about how we can work on restoring and strengthening our relationships with God and with each other, and that is very good work to do. It's a significant part of the work of discipleship that we do as we try to follow Jesus. But as we are hearing and thinking about today, that is not the full extent of our work. There's more. As we heard from our reading, we are also called to tend to our relationship with God's creation, a relationship in which our very call is actually to bear the image of God. Now, countless hours have been spent parsing out, what does that mean? What does it mean for us to bear God's image? And honestly, we can't say fully what it means, but we can get some idea of it, particularly as we think about what it might mean for us to bear God's image in our relationship with creation. Remember that we heard that God looked at all that he had created and saw that it was very good. Well, as you read that, you have the sense of God delighting in his creation, of him being filled with joy as he looks at it all, of him loving it. Well, if that is what God feels about his creation, then it would seem to make sense that our feelings should be some reflection of those same things, of delight and joy and love. If we are to bear God's image in our relationship with creation, then we should look at this earth, at the universe, at all of created order, and love it. Love it in all the ways that it needs love. That means that we will find delight in what is vibrant and full of life. And I think we do. That's why we love the coming of spring. We'll find joy in the amazing complexity and diversity of life. And we will grieve. Grieve for what is sick and damaged and broken. And we will long for that harmony that we sense deep down we were created to have with this world. I think all of that is some of what it means for us to bear God's image with creation, to live with the same love and care that God feels for this world, and to be expressing that through our lives. Which actually brings me to one final thought. With our reading today, we started at the beginning of God's great creation project. And it's important that we remember that that was just the beginning. God's creating work was not completed on that sixth day. The Christian faith is actually built on the belief that God's work of creating goes on. I suspect we all instinctively know this as we look at the incredible ways that life comes into this world every day. God's work of creating continues, and it continues towards the goal God has had for it since the beginning, a goal that we're going to talk about next week. Our great hope is that this work will not and cannot be stopped until God brings that goal finally into being. As we remembered and celebrated last week, and in fact, celebrate every Sunday in worship, when Jesus was crucified and then emerged from that tomb, death in all of its forms was defeated, and it was put on notice that the end is coming. That includes death in all of the ways that it comes to creation as well. In Christ, God's redeeming work encompasses far more than just us. In Christ, God was redeeming the world and completing his vision for that wonderful creation community that he has always had planned. A community in which love and life flow freely and abundantly amongst all of its parts. This is the community we were created for. It's the community we long for. It's the community all of creation is groaning in expectation of. It is also the community that our hearts are stirred towards as we imagine what it will be like when we can finally walk in that beautiful, vibrant, lush garden on a sun-dappled day, hand in hand with Jesus. Amen.
Holy risen Lord, we pray that in your mercy you hear the prayers of your people. We give you all thanks and praise for the journey you walked and the work you have completed to secure our eternal salvation. We thank you, Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, that you created us to lovingly care for your earth and all it contains, including its people. Many have tried and continue to work faithfully at caring for the natural world, but so many efforts fail due to apathy, lack of compassion, or the love of money and power. We pray for the fragile ecosystems you so brilliantly designed to work within the whole, that we as careful stewards can care for them as you intended in the beginning. We lift up to you today the many people around the world suffering in conflicts and oppression from their governments. We pray they be freed and their leaders be turned to ways of mercy and love for their people. We pray for the many countries who are on the brink of hostility with their neighbors, that you instill the desire for peace in the leaders of those nations. And we bring before you all those around the world and here at home impacted negatively by the global pandemic. We pray that all people everywhere are able and enabled to do the work to stamp out the threat of COVID-19 to humankind in a way that cares for nations, communities, and individuals equitably. We ask, Divine Saviour, that you draw the leaders of our country and communities to yourself, to be filled with a selfless, pure desire to serve you, the people, and the environment with compassion and grace. We thank you, Jesus, for the leadership we have in our faith community of St. Stephen's, and pray your continued blessing upon Reverend Diane Collery, our administrator, our board of elders, and the teams that continue the work you have set before us. We bless your holy name for the healing you are doing in us, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We dare to ask you, Jesus, our great physician, that you continue your transformation of us all to make us whole as you created us to be. And we pray aloud or in our hearts for those people and situations in our lives that we long to also be affected by your loving grace. You are our good God, mighty and true. We give you all honor as we confidently pray all these things in your precious name, Jesus. And now, let us pray as Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you all again. for your continued, oh, so faithful giving. We are so appreciative of it, and we want you to know that it really does let us continue the work and the mission of the church in this time when so much is different, and that continuity is important. So we thank you. Will you join me now as we pray and commit the gifts you have given to God and to God's work in this world? Our Heavenly Father, by your generosity, we have received all that we have and all that we are. Grant that we may so use the things which you have entrusted to our care, that we may become more and more your children in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hi, gang. As promised earlier this past month, I would show up with the final count for the 2021 Coldest Night of the Year walk. St. Stephen's raised $8,895. That's 104% of our goal. Nationwide, the goal was $8 million. They surpassed that by $1,449. Pretty awesome. All those monies were raised will stay in the community and distributed to the Island Crisis Care Society for a number of the area concerns. And it's been a successful event in the last few years. And it's just an awesome way to kick off the Easter holidays and all our services with a reminder of the widow's mites. Each little bit helps. That being said, just want to share something personal with you, and then I'll let you go. Yeah, 3 years ago, this coming weekend, being somewhat lost in what was normal back then, I walked through the church doors of St. Stephen's and allowed the works of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to influence and work wonders for this lost soul. And what a difference 3 years I've made of my spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional, and social well-being. And I look forward to many other weekends till all my work is done here and will do everything in my power with the help of my higher power to ensure so. The new normal I'm entering with my church and community has me attending services online, Zoomed board meetings, working with a community masked and now immunized, feeling good about that. And of course, practicing social distancing and other protocols. Got to keep on doing that until the good Dr. Henry there gives us the okay and the other powers that be. Just keep up with the protocols, folks. I see it working slowly and surely. Thus to ensure that when the day arrives, we all can walk through those doors again, safely, as a community of worshipers on a mission, should, and secure in the knowledge that the new normal is blessed by my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen to you all. Hope to see you all get together soon again.
Just one announcement today. It's a reminder. If you are interested in receiving our weekly announcements that are emailed out each Thursday and you don't receive them, we'd love to know and love to put you on the email list. So you can either email the church office, the email is going to appear at the bottom of your screen, or you can fill out the Let's Connect section on the homepage of the church website. Just ask to be put on the email list and Adele will take care of that. Those weekly announcements are a really important way to stay connected, to hear what's going on, both in the church and at times in the broader community. And so if you're interested, please let us know and we'll make sure you get put on the distribution list.
Music.
Friends, God has really accomplished marvelous things. So let us go with a new appreciation for the work of God's hands. Let us go as faithful disciples of Christ, telling of all that God has done. And let us follow the Spirit's leading as we live each day towards the redemption and restoration of God's good creation community. And remember that Jesus is always with us to the very end of the age. Amen.